Milk comes from a
cow.
Unpackaged material is material that is bought in our, now we buy peanut butter in a jar, but years ago when the grocer dipped it out of a barrel, we bought it in a
carton.
Okay, is there any other word you'd use for that?
I've
never bought peanut butter on the bed. He was right. Okay. Your parents are your what and your what? They're your
mother and father.
Okay. And robins, blue jays, and sparrows are
birds.
What and what color is this paper? The light part too.
You mean the paper look
mm-hmm.
up white?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had a 5-year-old granddaughter, you might say, she is a sweet little...
She's a sweet little girl.
Okay. A wagon has 4
wheels.
If you had a 5-year-old grandson, you might say that he is a smart little...
He's a smart little boy.
Before he went fishing, he dug some... What for bait?
Bait.
What would he dig for bait?
Worms for bait.
Mm-hmm. The opposite of rich is, if someone's rich, but the opposite of being rich would be to...
What is that now?
Okay. The opposite of rich is...
Oh, poor. Opposite. I just thought you said officer.
Oh, sorry. she kept her coins in a small change
purse.
A boy named William might be nicknamed
Bill.
Okay, what's an animal that looks like a fox but is bigger and lives in the mountains? Our Little Red Riding Hood meadow. What?
Okay.
The place where a lot of corn is grown is called a
cornfield.
We plant some turnips and lettuce in the
garden.
The holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing is called
Thanksgiving.
A highway is made out of
rock and cement or something.
Okay. The state north of Georgia where Nashville and Chattanooga are is
Tennessee.
If a person is in trouble, you would try to blank him.
Help them.
If something isn't wide, then it's
narrow.
I'd like to help you, but I
just can't.
Okay. Another name for an automobile is a
car.
My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle and his wife is
your aunt.
Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desk.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fists.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime that stings and draws blood is called a
mosquito.
Those white things that float around up in the sky are
gnats.
Well, those white billowy. You know,
oh, I know the word you did this afternoon. I don't know what to call though.
It's not a an insect. It's in the things up in the sky. Like today, you'd say there are no you know, the sky's perfectly clear. It's blue, and there aren't any what in the sky. It's white, billowy. Let me see. You know, like we're. Yeah, cotton balls, no rain. They become dark, you know, when rain comes.
Oh, clouds.
Yeah.
I was thinking about insects.
There's
a little white thing late in the afternoon where you lay it out in the yard. And I was just wondering, that's what I was trying to think about.
Okay. Right now, we are sitting inside your
house.
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it? You might say, I'm going to take my shotgun and get rid of that.
Chicken stealer or something.
Okay. Okay. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and grows to be about 3 or 4 inches long? When we cook it, it curls up and turns pink or orange. That's so big, I guess.
An eel?
No, it's, probably, it's usually, by its color, pink. You sometimes can buy them in the grocery store.
Oh,
and,